AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In their first call after Israeli strikes killed 7 humanitarian aid workers, President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the U.S. wants to see changes in how Israel carries out the war in Gaza. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president laid down a marker. Israel must take specific steps to, among other things, protect civilians and aid workers in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says American support for the war itself is on the line.
U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action.
In short,
if there's no changes to their policy and their approaches, then there's going to have to be changes to ours.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president hopes to see Israeli announcements of changes very soon.
In coming hours and days, and I'll leave it at that.
That's short.
Hours and days.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The group No Label says it is not running a third-party campaign for president in the fall after spending millions trying to recruit a candidate. NATO was founded 75 years ago. Today in Brussels, the focus is on Ukraine and the war with Russia. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba wants more Patriot missiles.
It's impossible to comprehend why allies cannot find additional batteries to deliver them to the place where ballistic missiles are being fired every day.
Ukraine has been plagued by ammunition shortages. A judge has rejected former President Donald Trump's First Amendment challenge to his indictment in the Georgia election interference case. He claimed political speech is protected by the First Amendment. Amylyx Pharmaceuticals says it is voluntarily stopping sales and marketing of a drug to treat Lou Gehrig's disease. Relyvrio recently failed in a large study. It got FDA approval 2 years ago. The company says Relyvrio just isn't helping patients. This is AP News. A man convicted of killing 2 people in Oklahoma more than 20 years ago has been executed.
41-year-old Michael Duane Smith received a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary despite his claims of innocence in the killings of 2 people in February 2002. Smith appeared to shake and then gasp or snore after the drugs were administered, declared dead after 5 minutes. He declined to give a final statement, but during a clemency hearing last month, he apologized to the victims' families, but denied he was responsible. Prosecutors say Smith had confessed to police and 2 other people. They called him a ruthless gang member who killed both victims out of revenge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police say thieves got away with $30 million in cash from a money storage facility in Los Angeles by breaking into the building Easter Sunday and cracking the safe. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.